Senator Skelos first voiced his opposition to the governor's Reproductive Health Act at the state's Conservative Party meeting, where some conservatives have been angered by the GOP leader's vote on strict gun control measures earlier this month. Senator Skelos says the bill, which the governor presented as part of a larger Women's Equality Act, takes abortion too far.
It is really an expansion of late-term abortion and partial birth abortion. That's the main accomplishment of this.
Skello says under his interpretation of the proposal, a woman could have an abortion up until the day that the child would be born, something Skello says he thinks is wrong.
I see the expansion on partial birth abortion being from the radical left. It's an extreme measure, and I don't think it's absolutely necessary.
The Senate GOP leader says New York's current abortion laws, which have been on the books since 1970, are adequate. Republicans co-lead the Senate with a group of breakaway Democrats. Many members of the Independent Democratic Conference support the Reproductive Health Act. A visibly annoyed IDC leader, Senator Jeff Klein, said he could not comment on remarks by Skelos that he had not heard personally. But Senator Klein, a longtime backer of the Reproductive Health Act, which was first introduced under former Governor Eliot Spitzer, restated his support.
I'm pro-choice, always have been.
Senator Klein acknowledges that he and the GOP are not going to concur on everything.
A coalition government is not turning Republicans into Democrats. It's trying to find common ground on important issues that we can get done.
Reproductive rights advocates disagree with Skelos' characterization of the act. NARAL's Andrea Miller says New York's 1970 abortion rights law is antiquated and does not contain many rights and protections in the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision, which was decided 3 years later in 1973. She says New York's law criminalizes any abortion after 24 weeks, even if the mother's health or life were threatened by bringing the pregnancy to term.
And Roe very clearly said that after the point of viability, after 24 weeks, the state can ban abortion outright so long as a woman's health and life are protected. And that is all we are trying to do here, is make sure that the health of a woman when she is pregnant, if something goes terribly wrong, that the doctor can do what is best for her and not have to question whether he has to read statute books and consult with others in order to do what's going to protect her health.
Senator Andrea Stewart-Cousins leads the rest of the Democrats in the Senate, who now have minority party status in the chamber. She agrees that Senator Skelos is misinterpreting the Reproductive Health Act.
It's not just abortion on demand. As a mother of three children, I don't know any woman. I said to pretend that this is an easy decision in any way is really, just mischaracterizing what this is all about. But to think, for anyone to suggest that a woman who's 7-8 months pregnant just wakes up one morning and decides they don't want to have this baby anymore is really just demonstrating a lack of understanding.
Independent Democratic Conference leader Senator Klein concedes he'll need some of the rest of the Democrats in order to pass the Reproductive Health Act, but he says not all of them are supporters.
They need a calculator. And the last time I checked, there's at least two Democrats in the Democratic Conference that are not pro-choice.
Senate Democratic leader Stewart-Cousins admits that a small number of Democrats would not vote for any bill that permits the right to choose abortion because of their religious views, but she says the ultimate passage of the act does not have to be all up to the Democrats. She says despite GOP leader Senator Skelos' remarks, there's likely some Republican senators who would back the rest of the proposals in the Women's Equality Package and would, in the end, vote yes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.